We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, Vince, are you ready for rapid fire?
Let's go. It's a Monday version. I'm ready.
All right. I had some other basketball stuff. I think I'll just save it for tomorrow because we've got, you know, like ton of different stuff that we can, different directions we can
go hoops this week. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I was going to say, I thought there was some more stuff we were going to talk about, but that's okay. That is okay. We got plenty of time. Plenty, because I'm with you again tomorrow. So.
Sam Spade, DK says, did you watch Monsieur Spade on AMC by any chance, DK? Clive Owen?
Spade.
Solid series. Solid series. Fill in the blank. Jordan Faison's brother, Dylan Faison, becoming Notre Dame's first commitment for the 2026 recruiting class today is blank.
Proof that the pot of gold works. I mean, you know, they just went out yesterday and he's already committing today. That's pretty amazing that a kid who is in his sophomore year of college or high school is committing and figuring out where he wants to go to college. But look, obviously they knew the family already because they got Jordan on the team. So that's always the thing with like the little brothers. They already know the family. And so there's a little less research that has to go into it. And so I think it's awesome. I think it's fantastic. I haven't obviously had a chance to watch any of his film or anything like that. I didn't even know that he committed until you told me. And so, because I know it wasn't that
long. I'm always glad to break news to you.
You really do.
Anytime I can break news on this show.
On a regular basis, you break news to me. Usually, I read through the notes that you send me, and you sent me that one, and I was like, holy crap.
You're like, huh, that happened.
That's crazy. But his profile picture on his Twitter account, by the way, is him playing lacrosse.
Right.
And so he's obviously probably going to do double duty just like his brother. And hey, it works out so far. So why not double dip into there?
He sounds like a clone of Jordan. And we've already seen what Jordan can do. And I'm sure that what Jordan did in his first season here at Notre Dame between football and lacrosse had an impact on them going in a little bit earlier on Dylan Faison. And I mean, looks almost like a clone. He's like 5'11", 175 pounds or something like that. And he is another really good lacrosse player. And apparently, as you alluded to, the plan is for him, just like Jordan, to do both. And there you go. Tommy says he's the number one lacrosse player in his class. And it's like, man, you know, one, you know, Marcus Freeman obviously has a lockdown on the Faison family, which is great.
I know, right?
But at the same time, Kevin Corrigan has done a pretty good job of locking down the Faisons himself, it seems like. So it's a coup for both, I think, to be able to get another Faison in here. He is just a sophomore, but he is the first commit of the 26 class. So he's a few years away by the time he gets here. But, you know, again, just based on what we've seen from Jordan, it sounds like Dylan is going to be more of the same. And who knows, within 3 years, he might even be even more because he's already pretty darn good.
Yeah, I didn't before about 24 hours ago, I didn't even know that there was a little Faison brother. And but he was obviously involved in the pot of gold, which means he was offered a scholarship for football. And there you have it. So, again, it's a little easier when it's a little brother because you already know the family and you kind of already know what you're getting yourself into. But that's still pretty stinking exciting, I'm sure, for the family. And why not as a parent? You know, you've got going to have your kids playing on the same team, on both teams playing together, which is awesome. I mean, that's actually really, really cool. So I'm sure the parents are excited, and young Dylan already knowing his college path, and he's not even done with his sophomore year. So that's pretty cool too. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
DK was, he brought up Sam Spade a second ago. Have you ever seen the Maltese Falcon by any chance?
Negative.
I have not either. I believe Humphrey Bogart, if I'm not mistaken. So this Monsieur Spade on AMC, the series I was talking about a second ago, Clive Owen plays the lead character. It picks up apparently after the Maltese Falcon, you know, the movie from a long time ago ends. And so it's like the same character living in the south of France and adventures and, you know, all this different kind of stuff. He was like a private investigator who's an American who ends up over, like, I didn't see the Maltese Falcon, so I didn't know a lot of the backstory, but
fair enough.
I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the series. I won't ruin it. Okay, DK, it's going to be very specific. It was also a movie. He says it was a movie. Mr. Literary over here.
Oh, that's great.
DK. But anyway, I would recommend, you know, if you like eight episodes, I think six or eight.
Digest that one pretty fast, I would think.
Yeah. You know, kind of, you know, mystery, adventure, private investigator type stuff. I'd recommend it.
Nice.
Fill in the blank. Notre Dame announcing a soccer friendly today between Celtic and Chelsea that'll be played July 27th at Notre Dame Stadium is blank.
It didn't. Let's just say that it didn't necessarily get me excited personally. And so, look, I went to the one that they had here was about 5 years ago now.
Yes, it was. And looked it up. The Liverpool.
Right.
Yes. Borussia or whatever it was.
It was a lot of fun. I took my son. I snuck him into the press box.
90 degrees, boiling hot outside.
It was very, very hot. But luckily, we were able to get inside the press box. And so it wasn't quite as hot for some of us. But we had a great experience. I really enjoyed taking my son. It was really cool. Not weather-wise, but it was really awesome. We went to the practice like the day before over on the soccer stadium. And then, of course, they had the game on I think it was a Saturday. Whatever. Either way, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I just don't think that's something I would want to do again. I'm not a fan of either team. And so it doesn't really do anything for me. I wasn't a fan of either team last time, but my son loves soccer, and so we went, and so it's just not something I would want to do again. And so I will probably be the grumpy old man in the balcony this time around when all the traffic and everything happens in July and I'm trying to do my job on campus and this one gets in the way. And so, I mean, it's great for soccer fans. I'm sure they're all going to be excited. It's cool to watch something different in Notre Dame Stadium, so that's neat, but it just doesn't float my boat.
You took the right out of my mouth.
Well, you got it especially. Like, I feel bad for you, man. You
went to a press conference, had no idea what the press conference was going to be, and it turned out to be a big soccer announcement.
Yeah. So. I mean, you got the rug pulled out from under you pretty severely on this. Folks, we got a very cryptic email that there was going to be a press conference.
Right.
And that soon to be athletic director Pete Bavakwa was going to be there.
And that's what the email was kind of the gist. That was the details of the email. There's going to be a press conference Monday. Pete Bavakwa is going to be there and he'll be one of the people speaking. Oh, okay.
Right.
You know, you want to hear what Pete Bavakwa has to say.
Right.
Listen, maybe it has to do with soccer. Look, I'm just not into soccer. And I went to the thing with you. You know, we actually had a booth there and you remember I did my radio show there from the press box that night, you know, joyous, whatever.
And like I said, it was a cool event.
I think I left by halftime. I was not into it, especially staring into the sun when it's 90 degrees outside. That was not, it just, you know, I was reading today, actually kind of going back and refreshing my memory about that match. And there was sort of some at least low-key controversy about the grass on the pitch. Since we're talking soccer, it's a pitch, it's not a field.
That's right.
The ball wasn't rolling fast enough on the pitch that day. So we'll see if they're able to sort of solve that problem since they imported that grass from New Jersey because of the artificial turf that's on the field. We'll see maybe if they can solve that this time around. I'm just not into the soccer. So you know, it is what it is. I would honestly be more interested, like, if they brought Wrexham in. Have you seen any of the Wrexham series?
Yeah,
FX, you know, Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney.
Yeah,
like,
no,
if they brought Wrexham to town, I would be into that.
There you
because
go.
Because you've got a couple of celebs attached.
Because you might run into them. That's why you'd want
to
go.
Like Rob and Ryan might be in the box right next to me. Like that, I could, you know, I could do something.
I get that. Yeah.
Compare biceps with Rob McElhenney and, you know, not that mine would stack up to his.
But, I mean, you got time. You got time.
He pumps a little iron. Yeah.
You got time. You got a couple of months. You know,
work on it. That's right. See if we can find the right juice to make it happen. But Brent that or like Ted Lasso, like bring in a fake soccer team, and that would honestly,
seriously, you
know, have Wrexham play Ted Lasso's team. How about that?
That would be awesome. Because I do believe that the actors. By the way, I did watch the final season. Finally, anyway,
and I can't even remember most of what happened. I just didn't. You very, think the last season was really hit and miss?
Yes,
like they tried 100%. To do too much with a lot of the sort of the lower tier characters. They tried.
It was
to,
very odd. Yeah. Like the way it started out with the former Kit guy, you know, and he's the head coach of the opposition. He's this big, rough and tough guy. And he ends up back being a Kit guy. Like,
right.
I don't know. It was just very strange. The whole thing was very strange. And I wasn't anticipating the way that it was going to end. It was very, I don't know.
Tommy Gunn has no idea who any of these people are. Okay. So Ted Lasso.
Oh, come on.
Played by Jason Sudeikis. If you have Apple TV, just go watch a couple of the first episodes of Ted Lasso on Apple. I would just recommend that. He is a college football coach. His character is a college football coach.
From Wichita State.
And he goes to England to coach a soccer team. He gets hired to coach a soccer team in England. And hilarity ensues.
Right.
First couple seasons were great. Last season, like you said.
Yeah. It was very, well, and the problem was, you know, the first two seasons were so good. I think the expectation of season three had to be through the roof. Yeah. And I just don't know how you even live up to that billing. You know what I mean?
All right. We're losing people with the soccer.
All right. All right.
What non-college football sporting event would you like to see come to Notre Dame Stadium?
See, this was difficult for me because there's only so many sports that you can play inside of a football stadium. Because my initial thought was like, you know, shove a baseball game in there, but it's not big enough. There's no way you could field a baseball field inside the football stadium. So the obvious there's obvious choices, right? So like hockey, soccer, those are obvious choices. And I had a hard time really coming up, like maybe, I don't know why I wouldn't want to watch it. Like a rugby match might be kind of cool to see inside Notre Dame Stadium, because that's something that, you know, a lot of people around here probably haven't had a chance to see. You know, Decaf says NASCAR, a little small for NASCAR. Okay. Yeah, he says he's joking, but
this
still
will be the second soccer match we've had NHL, hockey,
what, Winter Classic. Yep.
I don't think we've had anything else sporting.
But what else can you put in there? Like
the NFL, like,
oh,
it was non-college football. Like,
all right, you're right. It's right there.
Dallas Cowboys exhibition game. You know, we're all
right there. Yeah.
Or, you know, like they added this 17th game in the NFL. Give me an NFL game at Notre Dame Stadium. That would be awesome.
That's a good call. I sit right there on a silver platter and I missed it.
Royal Rumble. That's not a bad one. See, I was thinking today because, like, you know, NCAA tournament is starting and stuff like that. And like Nebraska.
Basketball.
Like Nebraska, remember they did like volleyball and that kind of stuff there? Like, the only problem with basketball is the seasons are changing and you don't know what is going to happen.
True.
It'd almost have to be like an exhibition game, you know, like in early October or something like that. But WWE is not a bad idea either.
If you could put it into a time machine and go back to like late 80s, early 90s. When it was actually good, but that's a different conversation.
Right. But that's NFL, you know, whether it's an NFL exhibition game or, you know, they're sending all these NFL games overseas now that they've got their, you know, they're going to freaking Brazil. That's, there was talk that they were going to, you know, with this 17th game that they added, play NFL games, you know, like at an Alabama or Notre Dame or Michigan.
That would be cool.
Wherever it happened to be.
Because college stadiums are bigger than NFL stadiums because NFL stadiums are packed with all the luxury suites and all those different things. So it takes out seats. I mean, having an NFL game in like, you know, Michigan Stadium, right? Over 100,000 people, like that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I would think, DK, just for you, like if the Lions ever hosted the Cowboys, if you could play that at Michigan Stadium instead of Ford Field, I would think that you could sell out Michigan Stadium.
I would think so.
Yeah. I would think that any NFL game that you could bring to a place like Notre Dame, Michigan, you know, wherever it happens to be,
yeah,
you would sell that out.
I would think so.
You know, I'd be there.
I'd go with you.
Okay. I'd let you come.
Thank you. We'll get our RV.
You might have to make room for Jesse, though, if it was.
I know we would.
The DCBs. Fill in the blank. The Bears trading Justin Fields to Pittsburgh for a 2025 sixth-round draft pick that could turn into a fourth-round pick is blank.
The worst news that I got all weekend. I mean, they got fleeced, first of all. Now, the market obviously wasn't very strong for Justin Fields. I get it. But the fact that you traded up and did all the different things you did to get him, and all you could get was a six-round pick for him 3 years later or whatever it's been, is so sad. I think he's better than that. He's going to go be a backup.
I know
obviously.
You do.
He's going to be a backup.
The league doesn't. The league does not agree with Vince.
And that's fine. The league doesn't have to agree with me, obviously, because I don't agree with the moves that the Bears are making right now. Like, they're bolstering up their offense for the first time, it feels like, in forever. And then they get rid of the quarterback. Like, how must he feel? Like, oh, now you make these offensive moves and then you move me out? Like, they just set him up for failure, in my opinion. And I realize I'm defending Justin Fields. I'm not saying that he's a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. I'm not saying that. But I am saying he's a mid-level quarterback. He's better than some of the guys that are out there that are going to be starting next year. And you're putting all your eggs in the Caleb Williams basket at this point. And I just think that he's a mental midget. So we'll see what happens. But I don't trust the off-the-field version of Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be – I mean,
that's my issue.
It's going to happen. I think you're going to have to come to terms with it at some point.
I know.
Because
it's going
to
happen.
After this, it's happening now. Tommy says they did Justin Fields dirty, but I mean, apparently from the reports, you know, if you believe the reports, they had some offers from other teams that he didn't necessarily want to go to, and they ended up trading him to Pittsburgh because that's what he wanted. Now, I believe that to an extent, but I also believe if the Bears would have straight up, you know, gotten an offer of a fourth round and definitely a third round pick for Justin Fields, they wouldn't have cared, you know, what Justin Fields wanted, because they spent obviously a first round draft pick on this guy, what, 3 years ago? So it just, the guy devalued pretty quickly. And it's going to be an interesting situation in Pittsburgh. It's going to be an interesting situation in Chicago. You know, like the whole Russell Wilson tweeting, oh, come on, my guy, Justin Fields, or whatever, you know, he's saying like he's excited about that move. Like, how long is it going to take before fans are calling for Justin Fields to be the starter in Pittsburgh? I don't think it might take
long based on the
track record that Russell Wilson has.
Yeah, it's not going to take long. That's for sure. So,
yeah.
I mean, look, it is what it is. I think I said this to Brian when I saw that Fields got traded. The Bears will now have selected in their last two quarterbacks guys from two of my three most hated teams in college football, Ohio State and USC. Brutal. Just absolutely brutal.
Ryan Roberts chiming in. He says Wilson is better than Fields. I do believe that. I do believe that right now. But that's not a really high bar, I don't think. either. You know, like if you just look at stats based on what Russell Wilson did last year, he is better.
It's going to be a long year.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So after being left out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, St. John's, Pittsburgh, and Oklahoma have declined invitations to the NIT. Do you buy or sell these teams turning down the NIT invites?
It's a huge sell. Are they just butthurt because they didn't get into the NCAA tournament? Like that, I'm sorry. It's a huge sell. You don't turn that down. Go play.
I'm going to take my ball and go home. I'm not going to go to your tournament.
Come on, man. Suck it up. That's ridiculous. Well, ridiculous.
You're not obligated to play in the NIT.
I get
right?
it. And like, I get
like,
it.
Like John is in here. He said, but I think like Tom Noy, if we had Tom Noy in here, he would buy it as well. Like Tom Noy has always been on the, you know, like the NIT is like a morgue, you know, like when Notre Dame, even, you know, when they played Penn State a few years back in Bonzi Colson's last year, hosting those NIT, that NIT game, man, it's just like, if you don't want to be there, I don't think you should be there. And obviously, like, I don't know, you know, the specifics with each team, just in terms of like who they got, who's leaving, all these different things. But, you know, like we were talking, like if you're Notre Dame and Notre Dame was offered an NIT invitation, I think you'd jump on it because,
oh my
like,
gosh, yes,
they would have earned their way just getting an NIT invite. That obviously didn't happen. These teams, you know, like the NIT is a consolation prize. And I think that your players, the players have to be invested in it if you're going to get in there. So I don't have a huge problem with them turning it down. I do find it interesting that three teams all opted to turn it down.
I mean, here's my issue. They're acting like they're better than the NIT tournament.
Right.
You're right. Not. Newsflash. You're clearly not better it's than like, the NIT tournament.
Yeah, recent history, especially St. John's and Pittsburgh. You know, recent history, it's like you should – They realistically probably should be taking anything they can get. The irony was St. John's getting, you know, squeezed out of the NCAA tournament. There were obviously, a lot of bid stealers in these conferences.
Sure.
You know, like the favorites got upset. The irony with St. John's, though, is Rick Pitino's son, Richard, is the head coach at New Mexico, and they stole a bid by winning their tournament. So, son helped squeeze out dad, you know, when all was said and done. So it's, there's a little bit of irony there with New Mexico getting in and St. John's ended up getting squeezed out. I mean, really, Indiana State is the team that most people wanted to see with this cream. Have you heard the Abdul-Jabbar guy, you know, like the white guy with the guy, you know, like he sounds like he would have been a really fun story to watch in the tournament.
They didn't get in.
Indiana State made it in, but they didn't quite make it.
Hey, get to win your conference tournament, man. And obviously that didn't happen. And so, you know, sorry.
And by the way, Porter Mosier down there at Oklahoma, since leaving Loyola, has not been to the tournament, NCAA tournament, since he's been the head coach at Oklahoma for the last 3 years.
Stayed at Loyola.
I know.
Whoops. Whoops. I guess when it's all said and done, what it comes down to for me is I'm just a proponent of playing. I guess I wouldn't want to pack it up. Like, you're giving me an opportunity to play for something. I want to play, you know, prove everybody wrong.
I think of these, you know, like Rick Pitino, because he's Rick Pitino, sort of has his own set of,
I'm sure,
you know, expectations. But remember just a few weeks ago where he was ripping the players, you know, all this different stuff that was going on there at St. John's. Oklahoma, of these three teams, obviously, St. John's history really goes back to the 1980s, where they were, you know, Chris Mullin, you know, like when they were Luke Harnisake, you know, a respectable program. Pittsburgh's isn't quite as long ago, even though it's probably been, what, maybe 15 years or so since they were, you know, a pretty good, you know, Big East program. But I think Oklahoma's got a little bit longer track record and probably came in with higher expectations than either of the other two. So, like, I can forgive Oklahoma a little bit more because, again, you know, kind of like what we were talking about last week. If you came into the season with legitimate NCAA expectations and you don't make the NCAA, I think the NIT even becomes that much more, how invested are we really going to be?
I get it, but I just.
Because you really don't get any juice until you win a couple games in the NIT.
You go to New York or
and
wherever.
Then, you build a little momentum. You get closer to New York and Madison Square Garden and all that kind of stuff.
But a lot of the times you're playing some of those games at home. Another opportunity to play in front of your home fans. Like,
right.
I don't know. I feel like you could spin it in a positive way and have guys want to play. Yeah. But
it was fun. The only time it was fun for Notre Dame, I can't remember what year this was. This had to be around 03-ish, 04-ish, something like that. Remember when they hosted Purdue in the NIT? The place was packed, and there was a lot of atmosphere, obviously, because you had so many local people invested in that. But that was the only good NIT experience I really remember.
Yeah, that's fair. What is the third tournament that was out there?
CBI.
Have they done the invitations for that yet?
I think it's pretty much
okay. You know, yeah, I was just curious.
Didn't run down the list of who got invited, but
fair enough.
Yeah. My sister, by the way, got Cal Poly to the women's NIT.
Nice.
And that was, you know, like when you're talking about accomplishments, they were a program that this is her second year out there. They had like two or three wins the year before she took over. And I think they've got 17 wins right now, and they made the women's NIT. So for them, you know, again, like that's a step in the right direction. So
she's not turning it down. She wants to play some ball.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's right.
That's how the Stierses are. Play some ball, baby.
That's right. Fill in the blank. It's blank that 6 days after being fired after 17 years as Long Beach State's head coach, Dan Monson led the 49ers to 3 wins in 3 days to win the Big West tournament and get an automatic NCAA tournament bid.
I think it's hilarious. I think it is hilarious. I mean, he is basically just sticking it to him. Like, hey, you guys wanted to fire me. I'm going to take my team to the tournament for the first time in, 12 years, something like that. Like, first of all, I'm shocked that he's still coaching after he got fired. That tells me a lot about who this guy is, first of all. And then the fact that his players and he decided, like, okay, it's time. Let's go. Time to turn it on. Time to flip the switch. We're going to the NCAA tournament. Good for him, man. I just think that's hilarious. And you want to talk about egg on the face of the administration.
Well, I know. And, like, as far as I know, he's still out the door. But what happens if he wins a game or two in the NCAA tournament now? Like,
hilarious.
He had only been to the NCAA tournament once previously. I think it was like 12 years ago. And Dan Monson, for people maybe who, you know, haven't really followed it, he's actually the guy who got Gonzaga on the map. He took him to the tournament, and then he parlayed that, and this has been like 25 years ago, he parlayed that into a job at Minnesota. Didn't really have any luck at Minnesota. He's been at Long Beach State ever since, but he's the one. You know, like prior to Dan Monson getting Gonzaga into the NCAA tournament, they were like the only thing people really knew about Gonzaga was it was a trivia question. Like I can remember watching when John Stockton played for the Utah Jazz, the trivia question was, what college did, you know, John Stockton play for? It was Gonzaga.
Right.
And people
were
like, where the hell's Gonzaga? What's that all about? Yeah. So Dan Monson really got him on the map, getting him to the NCAA tournament. Mark Few has obviously, you know, taken off and more than run with it since taking over, because he's been there for, like, again, 25 years.
He's had multiple opportunities to go elsewhere, and he's like, no, I'm good.
Yep. But it is crazy that, like, you part ways, and boom, there they go. They get an NCAA tournament. I'll be really curious to see, you know, like, again, if he wins a couple games,
yeah,
do they change their mind? Do they keep him around? Or
I don't know that he'd want to. Would you want to stay? I don't know.
It's probably 17 years, one previous bid. It's probably time for some fresh blood anyway. And maybe he can potentially parlay it into something better for him.
That's true.
Get a fresh start someplace else.
Yeah, good call.
So a curious one here to wrap things up with today. Trev Alberts recently left Nebraska to become the athletic director at Texas A&M. Is it fair or foul that Texas A&M and Nebraska have now been paired up in the first round of both the men's and women's NCAA basketball tournaments?
Oh, I think it's super fair. I think it's super awesome, too. That's called karma. And I think it's fantastic. Look, he made the decision to move, and I'm sure that he's feeling good about the move, right? And so I don't think he's going to be in a bad spot, and he gets to hang around a bunch of people that he used to know. So I think it's super fair.
I think so as well, and I think it's hilarious. Like,
yes.
It was one, you know, because the men's pairings came out, and people were, it was like, oh, haha, that's kind of, and then the women's pairings come out, and they've got them matched up
right
again. It's hysterical. So Trev Alberts gets to be around all of his old friends, I guess, for a couple of different games when he's wearing his maroon now instead. It's hysterical.
Paycheck to go to A&M. Good for him.
That's right. Tommy's asking who we think is more likely in a finals matchup, UConn against Kentucky, Houston, or Purdue. This isn't chicken. It's
PU.
Yeah, that's right. I'm guessing Tommy is filling out his bracket for our little contest.
Right. So
like, do we really want to help Tommy with this?
Give you a leg up, Tommy. What do you think this is?
That's right.
I haven't even looked at the bracket yet, so I can't really. I need to do a little bit more research, especially since we're going to be competing against people who actually probably have been paying attention to college football. And so I can't give anything away, nor can I give a solid choice and back it up at this point.
Oh, Tommy's saying it's against his two brothers. Okay. If that's
gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If DK and Salty are your two brothers, okay, if that's the way you want to spin it.
I like Purdue. I just don't know that they have what it takes to win the big one. You know what I mean?
I just don't like their guards in the tournament.
Yeah.
The tournament is so much about guard play, and that's what's always killed Purdue for the most part. You know?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Excuse me, I had a little hiccup there. Remind everybody...
Yes.
About the bracket challenge that we're doing and where they can go to find that if they want to participate.
Absolutely. So the group that we set up, IB Nation Sports Talk. So it's IB, new word nation, new word sports, new word talks. You just go to groups, you search it, ask
to join. ESPN.
Yes, ESPN.
Go to ESPN and search for it.
Thank you for the reminder. We're going through ESPN, so don't be upset that we're, you know, using the mothership. But IB Nation Sports Talk is the group name. Password Irish Breakdown, all one word, capital I, capital B. Okay, so it's super easy. We've got the two Stiers and myself, that's three, and then four people have since joined, so we got a total of seven now, and it's an unlimited group. So come on over, and then Sean and I will be back tomorrow, so maybe by then I'll have the women's one set up, and you guys can join that one too, and so we'll have some fun. And you know,
Vince is going to take the winner ice fishing. That'll be the prize.
I can't think of what would be worse.
On a thin sheet of ice.
The ice or the fishing. Like either one is not for me.
Because Vince is Mr. Patient. He loves fishing.
Fishing is so boring.
Come on, one of these things are going to bite.
I can't do it. I cannot do fishing. I realize it's there for the talking and the frivolity and all that, but I can't do it.
I know.
Cannot do it.
My dad used to take me fishing when I was a kid, and I did it once or twice as I got older, and you know, ultimately I was like, this just. And I was telling somebody the other day, it was actually Jesse's girlfriend. They were here this weekend, and she said her grandparents used to have like this big fish fry at the end of the summer and all this different stuff. And I'm like,
from all the fish that they would catch,
right? And
that's
like,
impressive.
The problem with that is I just never had an appetite for cleaning fish.
Like, oh, yeah. Nope.
Mm-mm. Cutting them open and taking the guts out. Like, I just.
Nope.
I will eat the fish, but I have no desire to clean the fish. Nope. And so that's kind of where the fishing, I think, really officially ended for me.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I'm not really a hunter. For the almost one of the very same reasons, yeah. I don't know that I could clean a deer or whatever you call it, you know, where you
right
field dress a deer. I don't know what you call it when they're hanging there and you're just like taking uh-huh. hacks at it. It's just not for me.
Butchering, yeah, that's the thing too. Cause you know, like dad used to take me pheasant hunting, you know, or quail hunting when, you know, in Kansas. When I was, you know, and again, it's one thing to do that, you know, it's okay. You hang out, the camaraderie, you know, and sure. all that kind of stuff. But it's like, one, it doesn't taste that good, you know, like I'd rather just go to the store and buy a chicken or a turkey. And you know, again, the gut thing is a problem for me. So,
yeah, I'm with you 100%. Yep.
Blood and guts.
Couldn't do any of it.
All right.
Couldn't do any of it.
That's one way to end a show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I called your wife when my kid like cut his finger open when right. he was my first child. So of course I was freaking out and fingers bleed. I was like, Stacey's a nurse. So I called her. She's like, fingers bleed, Vince. It's gonna be okay. Like that's me right there in a nutshell. So yep. you know.
All right. Well, Vince is gonna be here with me for the next couple of days, and because of the way the women's tournament broke out, they don't play till Saturday, so we've got shows all week this week. And of course we've got some practice later this week, and you know, some player and coach availabilities that we'll have on Wednesday. We've got pro day on Thursday.
Oh, that's
so
right,
we've got all kinds of stuff that's gonna be yeah. this week.
Good old pro day.
Yep. All right, well, hit that like button before you leave, and of course subscribe, rate, and review on your podcasts, and we will talk to you tomorrow on Ivy Nation Sports Talk.